Greetings, brothers and sisters. And here we go again. It's our Lenten daily devotion, both in printed form from the book Rise by John Pavlovitz and your audio version, brought to you by Vine Street Christian Church. Well, this is the first day of Lent, February 22nd. And the first day of Lent is Ash Wednesday. And we will be having an Ash Wednesday chapel open house from 4 to 6 p.m. And that simply means you can come by the church between 4 and 6 and come to the room next to my office, and I'll be honored to give you the mark of the cross for Ash Wednesday and bless you. And we'll have a table if you want to stay and lift up some prayers. Between 4 and 6 later today. Well, let's get to our devotional. It's also from John Pavlovitz, as was our Advent devotional called Lo. And many of you remarked on how much you liked that. So let us settle ourselves wherever you may be. Whatever you might be doing, there's stillness inside. Down at the center of your divine spark, there's peace. And we're going to be reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Spoiler alert, even though it's the first day of Lent, we're going to start at the end with the empty tomb. Here's the word of God. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and they ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." May God bless the hearing and reading of the word. Some of my favorite verses in there: "Do not be afraid" appears twice of the 364 times it's in the Bible, twice in our scripture today, one from the angel and one from Jesus himself. Another one: when the women finally see Jesus, they do three things. This is their first encounter. It's the first time of meeting the risen Christ. And the scripture says they came to him, step one. They clasped his feet, step two, and worshiped him, step three. They clasped his feet so that they never be without him again in their life. Here's our devotion from John Pavlovitz. It might seem strange to begin this journey with the end of the story, but I think it's helpful in framing every moment of the coming season for us. Starting in sunlit, tombside, morning euphoria reminds us that the assurance of the dawn's arrival isn't easily claimed in the lightless moments. In fact, it's something that we often imagine will never come. When our struggles are in the windshield, when they are part of our present discomfort, it's nearly impossible to remember that they will one day be in our rearview mirror. That in one way or another, we will have passed through something and reached something else. And that it will yield a stronger, wiser, more perceptive version of ourselves. We can't fathom now that we will eventually experience stratospheric joy despite the depth of the despair preceding it. But that is the greater story. When we step into these 40 days as people of faith, we do so while having the end in mind. And so the pain we encounter in the Gospels is always tempered by the knowledge of the glorious morning we know is coming. It will be a path woven through doubt, grief, fear, and hopelessness. But we know how it ends, and that helps. We understand that the journey to the empty tomb always passes through the desperate garden prayers, through the brutal chaos of the cross, and through the absolute certainty that all is indeed lost. But that is never the last word. I imagine this declaration isn't so easy regarding the current burdens you carry and the battles that you're waging right in this moment. Today, on this first day of Lent, take solace in remembering that this isn't the end of the story, that it may simply be the struggle in the windshield. Soon, it will be in your rearview mirror. I hope you have a blessed Ash Wednesday. I hope I see many of you at church between 4 and 6 for our open chapel. And I'll be back tomorrow, the second day of Lent, with a new devotion. Until then, may God give you light in your lightless moments.